We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Lindell Brown. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing good. Excited this morning.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be here. Good to be alive.
Yes, it is. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. Or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get those uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company with Christian values. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just want to say we appreciate you, we honor you. Oh, God, for being our creator, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, God, that you sent to die for us, that we may have life and life more abundantly. And, God, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, God, that you brought in our life to lead us, to guide us into all truth. Now, Father God, as we go into this session, God, we pray, God, that life will be touched, life will be healed, life will be saved, God. And we just want to say we thank you for this day. Because this is the day that you have made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. I like your title.
Yes.
God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
Yes, yeah. He will.
No matter how it seems, look, no matter how bad or how hard, how tough it is, just keep believing in God and trusting in God, and God will turn things around.
Yes, he
will. And I'm saying to the body of Christ, the people though that are listening, don't give up. Don't give up. I don't care how hard the circumstances are. Keep trusting in God.
Yes.
Amen. Because I am a witness. I am a witness. What the enemy meant for my bad, God turning it around for my good. Amen.
Lord.
So I just thank and praise God, and amen. I just want to challenge you, amen. If you don't know God, get to know him. Amen. Get to know him. Amen. Because he is our hope. He's our life. He's my everything.
Yes. Amen.
He's my everything. Yes. And so I just want to encourage you. Amen. God returning around. Amen. It might look bad, like here in the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter. Let me turn that right quick. In the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter. Amen. I'm reading, amen, from the New King James Version. But it said, "But as for you, amen." The meant for evil against me. Amen. The enemy don't care nothing about us.
No.
I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how sanctified you are. Amen. The enemy, he's already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And he trying to bring everybody that he can. But it said, as for you, meant it for evil, but God meant it for our good. And even when I was going through, for the last 7 months, I've been going through a sickness. Mm. I had to give up my pulpit for about maybe 7 months. Amen. My wife was carrying on the church while I was going through, amen, the sickness. Amen. what I was going through. You know what? I don't like call it sickness. I always said I was in between blessings.
Oh, amen. I like that.
Amen. I was in between blessing and, amen, trusting in God. Amen. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that wasn't the time that I thought, well, it's God fit to go ahead on and call me on in, but I kept trusting in God and believing in God. And by my surprise, guess what happened? God turned my situation around. Amen. When you trust God, when you believe in God, amen, and when you have that confidence in him, amen, God will come through right at the nick of time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying to you all that listen to me, you might be going through something. You might be going through hardships, and amen, you might be going through headaches, but don't give up. Amen. So, amen. Sometimes you have to speak to yourself.
Yes.
And say, self, God going to turn this thing around.
That's true.
Amen. Because I always often say and tell people, ain't nothing over to God. See, it's over. Amen. Right. Amen. And so we have to trust God. So, the enemy don't want us to prosper. He don't want us to succeed. So, he going to throw everything our way to prevent us from proceeding in the will of God. Amen, amen. And you know what? That's his job. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's his job, is to discourage us. Mm-hmm. But guess what? As long as that life in my body, as long as that life flowing through my vein, I'm going to trust God. Amen. Yeah. Like David said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, with everything I have. I'm going to trust God, and I'm not going to give up. So I'm saying to you that are listening, don't give up. Yeah, your situation might be tough. Your situation might be hard. But we got to know, if God be for us,
who can be against us?
Come on, who can be against us?
No one.
Amen. Amen. We serve a mighty God. Man, amen, can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. And so I'm telling the people that are listening to me this morning, keep your trust in God. Keep your confidence in God. Keep your faith in God, and God will come through. Amen. But it said, the enemy meant for bad, but God meant it for good. Amen. In order to bring about as it is this day. Amen. Amen. To save many people's lives. You know, God, you know, it is not God's will, amen, that we should suffer. He said his will is that we shall prosper. Mm-hmm. Amen. Prosper and be in of good health. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's his desire that we prosper. It ain't his desire that the people say, well, God allowed to put this on me. No, God mm-hmm. didn't put that. Uh-uh. He didn't put that sickness in me.
Nope.
Amen. It was the enemy. Mm-hmm. You know why? Why he threw that my way? Because he didn't want me to succeed. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the thing that God designed for my life.
That's right.
Amen. But I had to believe, sister. I had to, no matter how bad I was, how hurting I was, I had to realize this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. Amen. I had to realize that God was going to turn things around. And I'm saying to you, whatever you're facing in life today, whatever you're going through with today, amen, know that God is going to turn it around. Amen, amen. He's going to turn things around. Have you ever been in a situation that it seemed like it's hopeless? Mm-hmm. Huh? Have you ever seemed like it's hopeless? Amen, but long as I trust God and believe God, amen, he'll lighten that load for you.
Yes, he will.
Amen. So I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Whatever you face in life, don't give up. Amen. Because what, as I said, what the enemy meant for bad, Hey, amen. God meant it for our good. Why? It just keep pushing me up higher and higher and higher. Make me think, realize I can't give up now.
Right.
I can't. If I give up now, who else can I, where else can I go? Right. Who else can I run to? Mm-hmm. So therefore, I had to put all of my thinking, all of my worries, amen, because the word of God tell us, y'all, the word of God tell us, he said, cast all your cares up on him.
On him.
On him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he cared for us.
Yeah.
Amen. He cared for you. Whatever you're facing, he cared. Somebody might be facing suicidal right now. Amen. God's cares for you.
Yes.
My God, you can't give up now. Amen. You can't call it quits now. Amen. Because the enemy, his desire is to see us suffer and go through. But the Bible says his desire is that we may have life and life more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So that's right. Mm-hmm. So don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. People have to learn how to. Amen. Yes, we're gonna go through things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Long that blood is running warm in your veins, you're gonna go through hardships. You're gonna have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're gonna have knocks and bumps. But we got to know, long as I keep my faith in God. My God, long as I keep my trust in God, God gonna turn things around. Amen, amen. He's going to turn it around. Because I'm seeing it happen in my life. God is turning things around. Amen. So what the enemy trying to do to us and trying to do to you, you know what? It ain't going to work.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Nope.
It ain't going to work because you don't know why. You know why? I know it's not going to work. When I'm going through, this is one of my favorite scriptures. I always say when I'm going through, the weapon may form against me.
Yeah.
But guess what?
It won't prosper.
It ain't going to prosper.
That's right.
I don't care what weapon he throw at me. It ain't going to prosper. Mm-hmm. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to realize and believe that whatever you're facing, yeah, you might be hurting right now. But you got to know God is going to turn it around. Because you know what? The enemy, he know he already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yeah. He already know it's over for him. Amen. And so guess what? He trying to bring along men as he can with him. But you got to know, once again, you got to know that God is going to turn it around for you. Because he meant God. The enemy meant things for evil, but God meant it for our good.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, I used to question that. Lord, here I am living for you, trying my best to serve you. Amen. Why is I'm going through this? Why is I had to put up with this? But guess what? God meant it for our good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Something, if we don't never go through, how is we going to trust God?
That's right.
How is we going to believe that he's a healer? If we not willing to go through, huh?
Right.
If we not willing to experience, how do we know that God is going to be on our side? Amen. So he allowed these things to come. You know what? Sometimes I believe he allowed them to come to build up our faith.
Yes.
Huh? To build up our trust.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I'm saying to you, whatever you're facing, don't give up on God. We can't, sister. You know what? I just love God to life. I just love him so much because he brought me through so many things.
Me
Amen.
Too.
When I was stricken down with cancer and to see how God is bringing me through. When I look back over my life and I think things over. My God, hallelujah. I have to keep running. I have to keep praising him. So I'm saying to you today, amen, don't give up on God. Because what the enemy meant for bad in your life, what the enemy meant to do to destroy you with, amen, God is going to use that very thing,
yes,
amen, to turn things around, amen. And I have to realize, and sometimes sometimes I have to realize people watching you. Sometimes people watching you see how you going to handle through, how you going to go through this situation.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to trust God in this situation. And if I can't trust God, how can I expect for somebody else to trust God?
That's right.
Huh? If they see me not trusting God. So I trust God. Whatever situation I'm dealing with, going through it, I trust and I believe God that God is going to come through for me. Amen.
Amen.
When I even don't have, I know God is a provider.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's going to turn things around for me. But so I'm telling you, y'all that listen, you can't give up now.
Mm-mm.
You can't call it quits now. Whatever sickness you're facing, whatever disease you're facing, don't give up. Amen. Because God can turn that thing around. Amen. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the lawyer said. I don't care what your friend said.
Mm-hmm.
I know God is well able to turn things around. Amen. In your life. Amen. So I just praise God today. I'm just so excited. Listen, y'all, 7 months ago, if y'all would have seen me, you really wouldn't have knew if I was going to make it or not. But I thank God. You know why? I knew God was going to turn it around because I kept pressing.
Yes.
Huh? I kept going. And so when things come in your life, amen, you can't shut down. You still got to have that praise, spirit of Gurma, a praise on.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Every since hurt and pain that I was in, I had the garment of praise, amen, in my life, amen, because he said when praise is what? Go up. Come on. Blessings come down.
Oh.
Healing, deliverance, breakthrough, my God, freedom, amen. Whatever you face in life, amen, know that God is going to turn it around. Amen. Keep holding on to God. We used to sing a song, amen, in the church that I grew up in. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Amen. Amen. Build your hope. Amen. We got to build up our faith in God. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine all of the patriarchs? As I read the word that was going through, amen, Joseph, amen, when he was thrown in prison, amen, he was going through, amen. Can you imagine, amen, Shadrach and me and Abednego was in the fire furnace, amen, they was going through, amen, but they knew that God was going to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, oh, King, if he don't deliver me, if he don't bring me out, I know he's able to do it. Amen. So, I know God is able to fix any situation. Is anything too hard for God?
Nope.
Huh? Absolutely not. There's nothing too hard for mm-hmm. God. Amen. All we, thanks to God, all we have to do is believe. All we had to do is supply the faith. Amen. All we had to do is continue to stay in his word. Amen. Because the Bible said faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. Whatever you face in life, going through in life, it's in the word.
It is.
It's in the word. Amen. What are you facing with? So that helps me to know that God will turn it around. That God will turn situation around, amen, in our life.
Yes.
So we just, it's just like right now I'm facing, amen, the fact is they said I have diabetes, but guess what? I know God gonna turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
I know God is able to fix it. I know God is able to bring me through, but you know I have to trust God. I had to trust God. My God, I had to trust God for the doctors that he assigned me to. Mm-hmm. Amen. So you have to trust God and knowing, amen, today, amen, is the day that I believe with a shadow of doubt, amen, I'm going to come through the battles that I'm facing in life. I'm going to come through them. Why? Because I know God is going to turn around. Amen. As David cried, he said, weeping may endure for a night.
But joy comes in the morning.
Amen. So that lets me know I'm gonna go through some things. Mm-hmm. We're gonna experience some things. But at the same time, amen. If God be for me,
who can be against me?
Who can be against mm-hmm. me? Amen. So I challenge you today. Amen. Keep holding on to God. Keep believing in God. Amen. For what the enemy meant for bad, God going to turn it around for the good. It's going to work out in your favor. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's going to work out in your favor. So hold to God. Hold to his unchanging hand. Amen. Build your hope on things eternal. Amen. Just begin to trust God and watch him work. Sit back and watch him mm-hmm. work. Amen. Just watch God do things. And I experienced God. I watched God do things in my life. Amen. And I knew it was nobody but God. I knew it was nobody but God that turned mm-hmm. things around for me. Amen. Yeah. I thank God for turning it around. Amen. I thank God for him being on my side. I thank God for giving me the faith to believe it. And to wait up on him, because the Bible said, they that wait up on the Lord, come on, he shall renew your strength. Mm-hmm. My God, you shall mount up as wings as eagle. My God, you know what? When you just wait up on God and just believe God. Even David said this one point. He said, it was good that I was afflicted. Mm. It was good that I may know him, amen, in the power of his resurrection. Amen. It's good that we experience the thing. Amen. That we get to know him. Amen. That he is our deliverance. He is our joy. He is our peace. He is our hope. So I want you to know this morning that God will turn things around. Amen. I don't care how hard you going through some things. Amen. You just keep believing in God. Amen. With all of your heart. And know he's gonna turn things around for us. So I'm saying to you, trust in the Lord. Amen. And watch him work. Watch him work. Amen. But it said once again, as for you, ye thought evil against me. Amen. You thought evil against me. You tried to destroy me. The thing that you face in life today, the enemy tried to destroy you. But guess what? But God meant it for our good to bring to pass. And it is this day to save much. You know what? How's people gonna believe in God if we never?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
How are we gonna draw people in to God when we never, amen, let them see us go through some things? Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how good you can preach the word.
That's right.
You're not exempt. I'm not exempt. I'm not exempt from going through. So sometimes God allowed things to come in our life so people can see, amen, you and see how you keep pressing to God, amen. So I just thank and praise God, amen, for what he's been doing in my life, amen, for turning things around, and amen. I thank God for putting me back in the place where I desire to be at, amen, because my desire is to be in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
That's why I tell people I can't give up now. Amen. It's nothing like being in the presence of God.
That's right.
It's nothing like it. Amen. So I just thank and praise God that, you know, many things I can testify about. Amen. How God turned things around for me back a few years back. How I almost lost my home and, amen, I almost couldn't provide for my family. And knowing that God came, stepped in right in the nick of time and turned things around. You don't know why he turned things around? You know why he did that?
Because he's faithful.
Because he's faithful and he saw that you wasn't going to give up.
Mm.
We have to be persistent.
Yes.
Amen. We have to be persistent. Amen. To not give up. Like that woman, man and woman family was in the bar. The man kept knocking at the door. Mm-hmm. And the man told him to go away. He said, no, I'm home. Guess what? He kept knocking at mm-hmm. the door. Until finally, guess what? He had to get up and meet that person's need. So we got to keep knocking at the door. Amen. What are you facing? What you going through? God, I know you're going to heal me. The fact said this. Lord, I know you're going to bring me through. Well, the fact said this. Lord, I know you're well able to change the facts. Oh, God, they said, Lord, I know you're able to bring me through. Amen. So you know why? It's just like my great friend and amen, my apostle Israel Randall, amen, that used to teach us is faith versus facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know what the facts say about it. Now, let's see what faith going to say about
That's
it.
That's right.
Huh? Come on. Yeah, the facts said all of this, but my faith saying that God is going to turn this situation mm-hmm. around. Amen, because I know that... Is anything too hard for God?
Nope.
Huh?
No.
Absolutely not. There is nothing too hard for God. So whatever you're facing, you might be listening to me this morning. You're going through something right now. You're facing through some hardship. Keep believing and knowing that God's going to bring you up out of that. You might be sick in your body right now. Believe that God is going to bring you through. Amen. So, Amen. God, we serve an awesome God. Yeah. We serve a wonderful God. We serve a God that can do, as I said, can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Amen. So don't give up on your situation. Don't give up on it. Amen. Just know that God is going to turn things around for us. Amen. Why? How I know God going to? Because I am a son of the King.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to see your son suffer?
No.
No, God don't like to see us going through. He don't like to see us dealing with this and dealing with that. Amen. But we have to trust him. We have to believe in him. Amen. Because I learned, my grandmother used to teach me. She used to say, grandson, he would not put no more on you than you're able to bear. Amen. He know because he had confidence in you that you're going to continue to trust in,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to have the confidence that knowing that he's going to bring you out. Amen. Listen, y'all, there have been situations in my life I had to deal with court battles. And amen. And I was in an accident. And I just knew that everything was going to work out in my favor because it wasn't my fault.
Right.
But when it came down to it, they ruled against me. And you know what? When I was in court, you know what the enemy brought to me? The enemy said to me, where is your God now? I thought you said, amen, that he's a God. Amen. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Where is your God at now? But you know what? What came to me? God brought the word of God to me. He said, didn't I tell you I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you? that I am your provider.
Amen.
And guess what? When I got home from the courthouse, first thing, a knock came on my door and said, hey, I got a job for you. You can make so much money. Hey, come on. Come on, go to work with me. And don't you know, God provided for me. I was able to help my family. I was able to put food on the table. I was able to keep my house. You know, come on. We look for blessing one way, but God can bring it another way. Amen. That's why I knew, no, God can turn things around. Mm-hmm. He can turn situations around in your life, whatever you're facing. Just don't give up on it. If I give up on it now, who can I run to? I can't.
No.
I don't know who. If I can't run to God, who? I can't. And there's nobody else. There's nobody else like God. So I challenge you today, trust God, believe God, knowing that he's going to turn things around in your life. You may be hurting right now. Know that he's going to turn things around, amen, for you. Because the enemy, as I said, the enemy don't want to see you prosper.
Nope.
He don't want to see you succeed. He don't want to see you blessed. Amen. So what he meant for bad, God is turning things. Matter of fact, while you sleeping, God is turning things around right now. My God, why you resting? God is fixing things, amen, right now, amen. And because I believe in God, I trust in God, amen. I have confidence in God. If you don't have confidence in the God that you serve, come on. You need to get back in the Word of God.
Right.
You need to get back in the Word of God, knowing, amen, that God, amen, is going to fix things. That's why I love David so much. Amen. In the 23rd Psalm, he said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. My God, whatever you're going through, you got to know that God is with you, that he's going to turn situation around, amen, in your life. Amen. So I'm praying for you. You might be going through a sickness. God is going to turn it around for you. Amen. You might have received some bad news. Amen. God is going to turn it around for you. Just keep the faith. Keep the trust. Amen. Keep your hope. Build up. Amen. Don't lose hope in God. Amen. Because as the word I said, what the enemy meant for bad, amen, God already have blessing with your name on it.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He have blessing already with your name on it. So I'm saying to you, just keep believing in God, in Jesus' name. Have you ever, sister, been through a situation in your life where you just have to keep trusting God?
Several.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Lots of us have.
Uh-huh. Huh? And I got a word from a lady at church that was like really reserved. And she told me God sees the whole situation. He knows all the details. And he's going to work it out. It might not be how you think he's going to work it out.
Right.
But he's going to work it out. And that was probably about 20 years ago that she gave me that word. And that word has gotten me through so many difficult seasons.
Amen. Amen. So
why? Sometimes he works it out in a way you're not going to expect.
You don't even. Don't
most of the time, right. Actually.
You don't even expect. Because you know what? That was the time. This been a while back in my life. And you know, when a man is the provider for his family. And I had lost my job at the time. We didn't have food in the house. And I was just went out walking. Then as I kept walking, I saw something green, and that was back in maybe 1990s. I was out walking, and all of a sudden I saw something green, and I got closer to it, and that was a $50 bill.
Wow.
$50. You know the first thing came to mind? I said, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you because you fit to turn things around in my home. I was able to take, back that time, with $50, you can buy lots of groceries. Yeah. My God. And I began to, boy, I began to bless God and thank God, because God saw the struggle that we was in. Amen. That he saw the struggle that we were facing, and God came in and turned that thing around. My God, he'll make a way out of no way.
Yes, he will.
Amen. But we just got to keep trusting God. Don't give up on your situation. Don't call it quits on your situation. Mm-hmm. My God, keep believing in God. Keep having a faith in God, knowing that he's going to come through for you. So you might be facing sickness today. You might receive bad news a week ago, a month ago. Amen. Don't give up on God. He can turn things around.
Yes, he can.
Amen. He can fix it. Mm-hmm. Amen. If Jesus can't fix it,
who can? Nobody.
Nobody. Amen. So we just have to trust God and believe God that God can do the impossible.
It now be a good time to take some prayer requests?
Yeah, it'd be a good time.
Yes, will you add Chris Carnahan? I forgot that one. We prayed for him yesterday, but he had his scans this morning, and they should get the results tomorrow. Carnahan.
We do have some prayer requests this morning. First one is pray for the family of Kelly. He moved to his heavenly home. And then let's pray for my friend Bobby at Branch 15. They are trying to expand. They are a program for women coming out of prison. And they're over there in Clinton. They've got the old Red Rock building over there by the hospital. And they are expanding to bring in women with their children.
Oh, nice.
So this has been a long time coming and believing for it. And we're just, I was able to go visit her Saturday, and it was just so awesome to see, you know, we were buddies. Our daughters were buddies, best friends, and